BTV News. BTV with news update broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station.
BTV News. BTV with news update broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station.
Good evening, everyone, and you are listening to BTV News.
On the morning of April 1st, Hồ Quốc Dũng, member of the Party Central Committee, Secretary of the Provincial Party Committee, and Chairman of the Provincial People's Council, chaired a meeting with the Standing Committee of the Party Committee of the Provincial People's Committee to review the implementation of tasks since the party organization was established and to discuss the socio-economic performance in the first quarter as well as key tasks of the second quarter of 2025. The meeting was attended by Phạm Anh Tuấn, Deputy Secretary of the Provincial Party Committee, Chairman of the Provincial People's Committee, and other members of the Standing Committee. The Party Committee of the Provincial People's Committee was established on February the 7th, 2025, with 58 grassroots party organizations and 6,159 members. Immediately after its formation, the Party Committee and its Standing Committee issued working regulations, developed a resolution, and outlined key work programs. They also managed the transfer and reception of party organizations and members, established specialized advisory bodies, and focused on leading and directing the Provincial People's Committee and grassroots party organizations to implement essential tasks, ensuring no disruption in operations. Leadership on key resolutions, organizational restructuring, and administrative reform, socio-economic development was carried out decisively and effectively. As a result, the province's socio-economic activities continued to grow steadily and newly merged agencies operated efficiently, handling tasks promptly.
The Party Committee, People's Council, People's Committee, and the Vietnam Fatherland Front Committee of Phuket District solemnly held a ceremony on March 31st to celebrate the 50th anniversary of Phuket District Liberation Day, March 31st, 1975, March 31st, 2025. Attending the ceremony were Mr. Hồ Quốc Dũng, member of the Party's Central Committee, Secretary of the Provincial Party Committee, and Chairman of the People's Council. Also attending were leaders and former leaders of the Provincial Party Committee, People's Council, People's Committee, and Vietnam Fatherland Front Committee at provincial and district levels, leaders of the departments, branches, associations of the province, districts, towns, and the city, as well as representatives of Hero Vietnamese Mothers, Heroes of the People's Armed Forces, and a large number of local residents. 50 years after liberation, the party, military, and people of Phuket have worked tirelessly to heal the wounds of war, striving for social economic development. The district has achieved remarkable progress in all sectors. In 2024, its gross regional domestic product (GRDP) growth rate exceeded 8.5%, with significant improvements in both urban and rural areas. Phuket was recognized as a new style rural area in 2020. So far, there are 5 communes recognized as advanced new style rural areas, 1 commune meeting new rural model standards, and there are 3 townships. Material and spiritual well-being of the people has improved significantly, with the average per capita income estimated at 65 million VND per year. During the past time, Budan Province has actively deployed information systems in order to implement the construction of a paperless government, digital transactions, and electronic signatures with a significant progress. To date, 1,745 out of 1,845 administrative procedures, accounting for 95%, has been made available as online public services on the Provincial Public Service Portal and National Public Service Portal. The information system for handling administrative procedures of the province has been integrated into the National Public Service Portal, the National Population Database, and 24 other information systems and databases. This integration facilitates authentication, data retrieval, and reuse during administrative processing. Additionally, 100% of administrative procedures have been approved with internal workflows and set up electronically on the province information system, enabling oversight and monitoring for administrative processes for every individual, department, and the state agencies across the province. Furthermore, Budan has completed its online conferences system from the provincial to the commune level, allowing the Provincial People's Committee to deploy directives more swiftly and efficiently. And that's the news of BTV News. We hope you enjoy the news. Thanks for listening and see you again. Goodbye for now.